fellow Ashlander, Moshe Ross. This program intends to help you to learn to meditate. Meditation is an integral part of the spiritual life. It's integrated into your awareness through the day, although our level of awareness fluctuates. You might say, although is not the proper word. That sounds like it's a warning. It's the natural way of things that our level of awareness fluctuates. There is only one consciousness. Just as the same consciousness within me perceives what is happening with me, whether I'm angry or whether I'm serene, there is one consciousness, and indeed there is one life in this entire universe. There are also profuse, infinite layers of awareness within each individual, and there are countless individuals, human, animal, plant, and each of these levels is doing its part. There are many, many functions performed by each of our thoughts and emotions and experiences. Just as with a work of art, we might look at the great execution, we might look at the soulfulness of the artist, we might look at the theme of the artwork, many things. The execution, the soulfulness, the theme, the purpose, the intentions, the integrity of everything that happens in this universe is divine. The divine level of our awareness doesn't try to control the other levels of our awareness. It cooperates with them. In a dream, our ego mechanisms relax. They want to rest. They need to rest. So in sleep, in one sense, we're farther away from reality. In another sense, we're closer. We let in an awareness which is usually on the periphery. You might say there is a personal unconscious. Much more existent is the collective unconscious. Our personal unconscious may contain some repressed fears or desires. The collective unconscious is much more like a sort of enormous personality. The personal unconscious is more like some pantry shelves of ourself, or computer files that may be accessed. Things that haven't been dealt with, and then they come out again. But to my mind, they're not like some other people hidden in the basement of ourself. The collective unconscious is much richer. The greatest material of art comes from the collective unconscious. And so you can especially see when you look at art before the Renaissance, or art in Africa or in Asia, where there is so much similarity between one artist's work and another. This really reflects the group dynamic operating in the artistic souls. And this is all a level of awareness. A level of awareness which is divine goes beyond the level of awareness of the collective unconscious. Indeed, if we talk about the collective unconscious, we're referring to the human collective unconscious, basically. Other species have their collective unconscious. And these are only separated by semi-permeable membranes. We can connect with the group soul of animals and plants, and they with us. And all of these levels of awareness are contained within the divine level of awareness. Divine consciousness. This level knows that we are always one. in going into meditation, we can realize we are one. We are one. Taking that as a spiritual principle, in some meditations, a person just repeats one. And such a statement, it's not merely a mantra. It's something we consider. We let the wisdom bubble up unforced from within us, and we see, what does it mean? One. When I struggle, what does it mean to realize one? We let awareness of truth bubble up from within us. If this is really all of a oneness, then there is no power to any picture of opposition. So, as it says, the wisdom of God is foolishness to man. It seems like we have to have a balance of terror between ourselves and the weeds in the yard, between ourselves and opposing ideologies. Between the left wing and right wing, between one religion and another, between our body and a germ. Between life and death. If things are one, do I need to struggle? The key, where is the key? So we go into a place where we experience our own infinite self, which is the self of the entire universe, and it is infinitely greater than this great universe. It's like the artist that creates an artwork. And this is the greatest artwork because this is itself. So, a parent giving birth to a child would be a closer analogy, perhaps, but still an analogy. It's life elaborating itself, its life, which is unified, creating sacred relationships within this actual oneness, and therefore creating greater and greater love. The purpose is to love and be loved, to have endless interlinking relationships. To spread out like a tree with all the branches and all the twigs and all the leaves and all the berries and all the changings over season after season. I am like schools of fish. Which effortlessly swim together in perfect patterns, I am like this town of Ashland, or any town where without any omniscient or omnipotent ruler, all the right people come and go to the town, and there are activities that people perform, and things are taken care of and organized, and we help each other. God, paradoxically, is omnipotent and omniscient, yet it is necessary in our journey to be surprised, to be amazed at the undiscovered country of our beloved, and not to attempt to inveigle our beloved or manipulate or coerce. So this is how the greatest level of awareness works among all the exfoliations of it. All the manifestations abounding, but never binding, abounding, never binding. No chains of command. In sensing the presence of God, we are meditating to to meditate means to go to the center. Medi means middle. We go to the middle of ourselves, and within we find the whole universe and more. It's easy. Easy as falling off a log. Scary as falling off a log. Easy as opening a door where God stands at the door and knocks. Or raps very softly, you might say. We're always getting hints, but we're never beaten over the head. It's easy, but when we don't open the door, it doesn't happen. When we have the door closed. Even a door has windows in it, and some light is shining through, and we hear sounds on the other side. There's never a total cutoff in life or in death. We fear there's a cutoff, and often explicitly or implicitly we feel we are cut off. But we can return. We're prepared to return. It seems volitional. We make every effort we can, yet it's an action already rolling. We might be like a wheeled vehicle that's on a slight incline. You would sit in the car, it might not even move. But if it starts to roll an inch, it's going to keep rolling. This is something we can let in for 10 seconds. Or we could let it in for half an hour. That's one reason this program is half an hour. That is about as long as a person might meditate, might experience God's presence. Normally speaking. If we are letting this happen, it's the crucial thing. Even 10 seconds, it's like the sun is the size of a pea in the sky. It lights the entire day. Let yourself experience. I, in the midst of me, am mighty. I am life. ever-living, eternal, from before the beginning and ever onwards. I cross the galaxies instantly, as instantaneously as my sight takes in Orion's belt in the sky with its other galaxies in it. The things of life are visions, and just as in a dream, they can change. No procedures or techniques are needed to change a dream. It's a change in our awareness that changes the dream. When we let in infinitude, we witness life unfolding purposely, unfolding purposely, unfolding perfectly, unfolding with an utter holy beauty. Nothing can be greater. Everything is carried within the spiritual carry-all. We can return again, return every day to the land of our soul. Every day we can die daily to our smaller self and be born again. Open the door. Open the gates. Open our hearts. Open. Open. This program is really being with you. This is KSKQ 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon. This is Moshe Ross, a fellow Ashlander. Happy to work with anybody. Personally and face to face. to meditate to further the spiritual life. Thank you.